This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 454 for Wednesday, June 26th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are stronger on Wednesday, with gains in most of the contracts. With the final settlement still pending, the heavily traded November contract rises $10 at $614.30 per ton, while the January contract advances $9.60 at $620.70 per ton. An analyst says the turnaround is likely due to canola being oversold, as well as technicals, plus weather and crop conditions. Support for canola is also coming from upticks in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Meanwhile, Chicago soybeans turn lower and soy meal is down. Crude oil prices are slightly higher in choppy trading, with some spillover going to the oilseeds. Stat Canada releases its planted acres report tomorrow, with trade guesses between 21.2 million and 21.75 million acres versus StatCan's March forecast of 21.39 million. Also, Stat Canada issues its crush report showing more than 920,000 tons of canola were processed in May compared to nearly 770,000 the previous May. As well, the Federal Data Agency reports May canola deliveries of 1.55 million tons versus 1 million tons a year ago. The Canadian dollar is lower Wednesday, with the loonie at 72.97 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 73.21. The United States Department of Agriculture will publish its planted acres report on Friday. The trade is expecting soybean acres to bump up to 86.75 million and corn acres are to rise to 93.35 million. Those for wheat are to nudge up to 47.66 million, with 34.2 million being winter wheat. Also, the USDA will release its grain stocks as of June 1st report, with soybeans to rise to 962 million bushels. Corn stocks are to increase to 4.87 billion bushels, and those for wheat are to bump up to 684 million bushels. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday. The November contract is down 4.5 cents at $11.07 per bushel. August soy oil jumps almost 0.7 of a cent at 43.45 cents per pound. August soy meal loses $5.10 at $347 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn gives up 6 cents at 425.5 per bushel. September oats drop 10 cents at 304. The U.S. wheat complex is steady to higher, as Chicago September is unchanged at 560.5. Kansas City gains 3 cents at 584.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September tax on a half cent at 604. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, June 26th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.